Even in the dead of winter, the Lake Champlain Transportation Company runs ferries between Grand Isle and Plattsburgh, New York. The drive's about 50 miles if you take the bridge. The ferry cuts the trip to just 11 miles. That's a shortcut that a lot of people depend on. North Country Public Radio's Zach Hirsch hopped aboard to find out how the boats stay running when the route is frozen over.
If you're not familiar with the ferry, the idea of a midwinter boat trip across Lake Champlain might sound risky. But from the dock in Cumberland Head, a little peninsula in Plattsburgh, it's no big deal. You buy your ticket.
Just you in the vehicle?
Give the dockhand your receipt.
You're all set. Thank you.
And drive your car onto a boat like the Cumberland. It's a huge steel vessel painted blue and white, basically a floating platform with parking spaces on it.
Sit down, relax, and enjoy a cup of coffee.
Watch as you go by, you see the ducks and that, and it's nice.
Bill and Louise Langley are keeping warm inside their SUV. They've just come over from Canada on the New York side, and they're headed to Vermont to do some shopping. The couple rides the ferry about twice a month. They could drive to Vermont, but they feel safer on the ferry. It breaks up the trip.
When you see all the ice, you wouldn't think they'd be able to cross on a day like today.
Today it's clear, sunny, and cold. The temperature's about zero, and the lake looks like a white, snowy field littered with jagged shards of ice. Up in the pilot house, Captain Mark Duba says these conditions are normal.
Stationary ice north, stationary ice to the south, and we're running east and west in a channel.
Duba watches that channel through his dark sunglasses while he keeps the Cumberland churning at about 10 miles an hour. He's been working for the ferry company since the 70s.
Graduated from the University of Vermont and decided to continue doing this instead of putting a coat and tie on and sitting behind a desk.
The Cumberland is really an icebreaker as well as a ferry. The hull and propellers are heavy duty, and the engine has extra horsepower to push through the ice.
First you shatter the ice, and then the actual weight of the vessel or the hull on the ice breaks it up.
Out on the deck, Dave Brucali idles in his car while he checks his email.
A little quiet time.
Brucali says the ferry has also given him more than just quiet time. He used to own a company called Buck Supply, and he says his business wouldn't have been the same without this service.
So sending my trucks back and forth for deliveries, the convenience side of it, and time not lost, it's huge.
Since it's the middle of the afternoon, I haven't met any daily commuters. But Captain Duba says he takes 700 to 800 people across the lake each day during the winter. And lots of them are using the ferry to get to work and back. Service between Plattsburgh and Grand Isle almost never shuts down. Duba says it happens only once or twice every 3 years.
We continue to run through Tropical Storm Irene.
That's crazy.
No, it didn't affect us all that much.
We're getting close to the Vermont shore. Duba says docking isn't hard.
Actually, when you're landing in ice, the boat's pretty much going to stay in the softer ice. It's similar to what a train on a track. It's going to follow, the path of least resistance.
The Cumberland gently bumps up against the Grand Isle dock. Deckhands secure the boat with big straps, set up a ramp, and guide the passengers off. After the next cars load up, it's right back to the other side. For VPR News, I'm Zach Hirsch on the Grand Isle Ferry.